you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one, you chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father, you chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister, you chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
You gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it. Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock. I can taste it.
Folks, Thomas Paine podcast on a Wednesday. How you doing out there? How you feeling? What's happening? As we move along here, I'll say it again. I say it all the time. Many things happening here. We're going to tackle a number of them. We're getting a late start here, a little under the weather. A late bout. I think it's a food poisoning or something. It was something. I don't know what it was. But a great way to start a diet if you are so inclined to lose weight. And one thing after another. I'm not complaining. We just keep muscling ahead and pushing ahead. That's all we can do. A lot, you know, we have a fantastic show for you. We have, at the end of the show, we have Dr. Vernon Coleman again. And you want to stick around for that because he tackles the recent and breaking stories of youth around the world, kids around the world, with hepatitis and where it comes from. And if you've been listening to my show, you understand my feelings on the relationship between the jabs and this new unforeseen phenomenon, according to medical experts around the country, who are all bought and paid for by government money and big pharma money. But anyway, so he checks in on it. Worth listening to. And he's probably the number one band doctor in the world for telling the truth. And we'll throw a number of other things at you for your intellectual enlightenment. Or, I mean, hopefully we won't frustrate you with, like Dobie Biden said at the opening, he can taste the frustration. What kind of a fucking weirdo is this guy? Well, we know he's a very disturbing guy. Just look at the kids he's raised. Yikes. Look no further than the father. Wow. Don't worry, he's only the representative of the United States of America. What's left of it? I'm sorry, the United States of corporations, and we're going to get into that. Mitch McConnell today, you know, his constituents in, well, throughout the country, but specifically Kentucky, we have a lot of folks listening from Kentucky and other folks who were born in Kentucky and have since left Kentucky. And they're worried about putting food on their table. And Mitch says the biggest thing to worry about, he understands, the biggest thing on Americans' minds is the war in Ukraine. I mean, this, I told you these guys were out of touch, but this is ridiculous. I started to think of, what's going on here? I saw a video of U2 getting in on the action. Bono, a real carpetbagger, a total fraud. And I started to think back to certain videos. I said, let me see if I can put this together. Let's go to the videotape.
I'm in show business, yes? Why come to me?
Well, I'll tell you why, Mr. Moss. 54-45, what does that mean?
It's a slogan. It's from the...
Remember the Maine.
Yeah, that's from...
That's got to be from...
Tip a canoe and paddle too.
No, that's not the...
Well, they're war slogans, Mr. Moss. Uh-huh. We remember the slogans, we can't even remember the fucking wars. You know why?
Why?
It's show business. Uh-huh. That's why we're here.
I see.
Naked girl, covered in napalm. V for victory. Five Marines raising the flag. Mount Suribachi. Mm-hmm. You remember the picture 50 years from now, you'll have forgotten the war.
True.
The Gulf War. Smart bomb falling down a chimney. 2,500 missions a day. 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war. Mm-hmm. War is show business. That's why we're here.
And what do you do for the president?
Why Albania?
Why not?
They gotta know at some point.
Who?
Who? The public.
They gotta know?
Yes.
Stan, get with it. Who killed Kennedy?
I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver.
You watch the Gulf War. What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down a chimney. The truth?
I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the fuck do we know?
You take my point?
Yes. All right. Okay. And you want me to do what?
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant. It's like the Oscars. That's why we came to you.
I never won an Oscar.
For you folks not on pain.tv, let me set it up for you. You have U2, members of U2, Bono and the Edge, the Dopey Edge. I used to be a big U2 fan, but these guys are ridiculous. Edge is still wearing that hat. Dude, you're like 70. Take the fucking hat off. It's okay. Who do you think you are, Tim Cast? It's okay, guys out there. If you're losing your hair, embrace it. It's fine. Or go spend a lot of money and get something done. But take off the wool hat, for fuck's sake. They're playing in like a, I don't know, some kind of a tunnel. Probably a club over there. And Ukraine soldiers, I guess it appears, are singing. and U2 is playing and slaughtering a fantastic song, Stand By Me, just slaughtering it. Worse than any slaughter committed in that proxy war. But like we said, every pageant needs a song, folks. Every pageant needs a song. Plain and simple.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
That's what's on my mind, right? I don't care about that nonsense. There's so many other pressing issues here domestically. But you need the distraction. And, of course, oh, did I just see a picture of Bono at the World Economic Forum? Oh. Where's that at? Let me insert that here for you folks. Oh, there's Bono. And who's he standing with at the World Economic Forum? He's with, for the folks not on Pain.TV, he's with Tony Blair and Bill Gates and Bill Clinton. I mean, what? And, you know, Bono's cool. He's got his glasses on and he's got the V for victory, man. Because Bono's rock and roll. Yeah. Okay, pal. Right now, Klaus Schwab is taking a shower and Bono's Bono's playing and singing in Klaus's bathroom to entertain him. That's how rock and roll he is. Unbelievable. Couple of household items. We had a hot wire that was supposed to go out last night. That's going to have to go out tonight because we got a late start here because I was a little banged up. So as I told the folks on Pain.TV, we were circling the airport. The show was ready. It was prepped. It was great, all the great content. And we were circling the airport until the old man was ready. And now I'm taking a run at it. No pun intended. I'm taking a run at it. And we'll see how far we get. It's about 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wanted to record this earlier. Obviously, we had a hot wire scheduled. Obviously, even the young buck said, dude, just kick it. This is getting crazy. We got to get the show out. You got to let's see if you bounce back. And so I said, all right, cool. Well, that's what we'll do. And we got a good one, too. We found some really, as we keep combing through these Department of Homeland Security dumps, the leak, so to speak, we found some really interesting stuff about masks. I mean, you can't even believe this, though. This is way before the scamdemic when they were setting it up and the CoronaCon, and that's exactly what it is. And you listen to Dr. Vernon Coleman at the end of the show. It's such a great bookend to the show, and he's such a fantastic, knowledgeable guy. And what he says about the BBC can be pretty much applied to whatever the major broadcasting conglomerate in your country is, just like here. It really does apply. And, of course, those places are fed, and they keep the lights on by taking big pharma money, plain and simple. So keep that in mind. That's why you're not seeing stories and things like that. Really interesting, I thought, what are we going to go first? CNN, well, there's a couple stories I want to get to first, but CNN has, I've never seen anything. This is insane. They have the new FDA commissioner, who was really the old FDA commissioner for a year under Obama, and a guy who's entrenched so deep into Big Pharma, and he's a perfect fit for a corrupt agency like the FDA. We'll show you the video. It's really stunning. Of course, he's down in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's at home. That's how serious it is. He's not in Rockville, Maryland, FDA headquarters. This is such a serious pandemic and scamdemic that this guy's at home. The head of the FDA. Oh, I didn't know that the heads of these agencies got to work from home, too. And it's so fucking bizarre. He can't even shut his dog up, right? This guy's supposed to be that one of the number one guys in charge pharmaceuticals, medicine, food and drug administration, etc. And he's got at least one little dog yapping. It sounds like one of those dogs you put in a bag. Carry around in a bag. This guy's probably fucking Mr. Bigglesworth, right? He can't even shut the dog up. CNN. They have a graphic on the screen. Red background, big white letters. It says, "The Big Interview" in all caps. Okay? Think about this. The Big Interview. FDA chief, colon, misinformation is the leading cause of death in the U.S. Oh, really? Is that what the leading cause of death is? Well, I guess that would make you Dr. Death, right? If that were true. But The Big Interview. And the dog's barking in the background. This guy's at home, right? He's at home. What is he doing at home? The fuck are you doing at home? Right? Same with all these other people. What are you doing at home? You're supposed to be, I thought the whole world, we're all going to die. I've talked about it many times before, so I'll mention it again. My time at Citi, at Citibank, almost 10 years with billions of dollars moving across my desk. And I learned so much in banking. I learned so much from the other side of banking. So I know a good bank from a bad bank. I know a good deal from a bad deal. And so when this bank approached us and said, "Hey, we'd like to advertise on your show," I said, "Let's do something different. Let's give folks something to draw them in, right? To let them know that you are a different bank." And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate. And it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. AxosBank.com/pain. Go check them out. So the misinformation is the leading cause of death. Maybe you slobs mailing it in from home would be the leading cause of death. But, you know, you can just as easily lie from home as you can from in the office and connive and scheme. I'll give you that. I'm just wondering, just me, with a background in these types of things, are your communications secure? Because I can see in the interview, I can see, this is how fucking stupid these guys are. I can see this guy's screen, a reflection in the glass behind him, his computer screen. So I'm starting to think, you're working from home in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you were just appointed, and not just appointed, just confirmed about 9 weeks ago. Are you set up? Is there a skiff there? What's going on? Or are you just using the thermal fax paper to send alleged sensitive documents back and forth? I mean, what's going on here? You're at home? I can see your computer screen on CNN. Your dog's fucking barking. The Big Interview. Anyhow, we'll play this for you. It's so filled with misinformation. It's unbelievable. Two of the big players in misinformation, CNN and the FDA, are sitting there saying that misinformation is the leading cause of death in the United States. And this guy sits there and he keeps pumping the fucking vaccine. It's over, pal. It's over. Okay? Nobody with a brain is lining up for this anymore. The people that do, God bless them. I wish you well. I don't wish ill on anybody, but you're going to need to find your religion real fast. You're going to be seeing Jesus likely long before I do. They talk about misinformation, and he's out there the king of misinformation. But somebody has to take the place of Fauci. Fauci's on vacation or something. He's had enough, or he's putting his papers in to retire. More on that later. Let's go to the videotape.
Why do you think misinformation is now the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
First of all, thanks for having me on, and I'm glad to be able to talk about such an important and critical topic. I have to acknowledge there's no way to quantify this, so I can't say, you know, the numbers come out just like we would heart disease or cancer, but let's look at it. You know, we're in a country now which is seeing an erosion in our life expectancy, so that we're now living on average 5 years shorter than the average of other high-income countries. Now, of course, these are all based on estimates, but this is quite disturbing. And as you correctly pointed out, let's look at the causes of death. As you correctly said, heart disease, cancer, COVID, much of this is common chronic disease that we know a lot about how to treat. And of course, with COVID, the situation is we know that if you're vaccinated and up to date with your vaccinations, you have a 90% reduction in the risk of death. And then if you are unlucky enough to get infected or unfortunate enough, another 90% reduction in death with the antivirals, which are now available. So almost no one in this country should be dying from COVID if we were up to date on our vaccinations and got appropriate antiviral treatment. What has concerned me for a long time before the pandemic is that we're seeing this reduction in life expectancy from common diseases like heart disease. I'm a cardiologist by training. Right. We know so much about what to do to prevent bad outcomes from heart disease. But somehow the messages, the reliable, truthful messages are not getting across, and it's being washed out by a lot of misinformation, which is leading people to make bad choices that are unfortunate for their health.
This is what you're dealing with. A complete maniac. A serial liar. And just another extension of Big Pharma. That's all the FDA is, plain and simple. It's so corrupt. We told you about many of the things that are now being packaged as breaking news this week, the last couple of weeks, and this week. We told you about these things for the last year and 2 years. I understand schemes. I understand scams. I understand fraudsters. I understand fraud. I understand operations, illicit operations. I understand cartels. I understand mobs, the mafia, etc. This is a mafia. It was never hard for us, once we developed good sources, to tell you what was going on. We've had sources in the FDA much more dependable than this guy. He's a fucking liar. The gall of these people to sit up there and keep pimping and pumping these things when they're causing harm. They just took, even it was so bad, the FDA itself had to finally acquiesce after, God knows, untold numbers of Americans were maimed with blood clots. They just had to remove one of the vaccines, right, from Johnson & Johnson. And this slob is sitting up there telling you, yeah, go out, you know, 90%. You have a 90% better chance of living if you're vaccinated. Oh, really? A 90% better chance than I do, unvaccinated, to keep living. Really? I'll take my chances because I don't know one unvaccinated person who has any ongoing health issues. None. Oh, a friend of mine I talked about on the show before. All three jabs, breast cancer came really fast. She's been fighting breast cancer. And I told you the conversations I had with her. I told her. I said, oh, you got breast cancer on the same side that you got your shot, right? Same arm. And that means you got vaccinated. Because she said when she was diagnosed. I said, that means you got vaccinated in April and May of 2021. And she said, how do you know all this? Who did you talk to? You talked to one of my sisters? And I said, no. You took the Pfizer jab because she's originally from Jersey. I said, you took the Pfizer jab. There you go. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, you don't understand where your cancer came from? You have to do some research. You have to wake up. She just had surgery yesterday. And fingers crossed for that. I don't know if it's going the way she thought it would. And I don't know too many things about this stuff. And I'm not going to call somebody who was just operated on and ask them prying questions, right? All this stuff will come out in time. But I did tell her, and somewhat flatten her, this is where your cancer came from. She's my age. She got cancer. She had a checkup in December, like an annual checkup. She went back to the doctor 6 months later, and the doctor's like, hey, wait a minute, 7 months later, which is 3 or 4 months after the jabs. And the doctor said, you have really fast-moving cancer. It's almost stage three, but we're going to call it stage two. It's like latter stage two. We got to get moving on this. She's like, what? The doctor's like, this stuff's moving really fast. Oh, yeah, it is. I wonder where it came from, doc. Are you the same doc who told her to take the jabs? You fucking criminal. Like this criminal in the FDA. They're all in on it. He has the gall to sit up there knowing what the fuck's going on. Of course, they knew about this before they started because the FDA had all the paperwork that they've covered up as well. Who do you think got the paperwork? The FDA knew about this. They still approved it for emergency use authorization. Criminals, they're all, they should be locked up. There is no DOJ. There is no FBI. It's a scam. It's another narrative, another sham. We'll get to that. We're going to break some news tonight about those clowns. But we have other things to do beforehand. Let's talk about something that's really going on in this country. Nobody seems to want to do anything about, including the FDA and everybody else who has a regulatory position and a criminal justice position in the country. Not necessarily fair. I'm talking about the federal level. The federal level. Let's go to the videotape.
A dangerous new group of synthetic drugs.
So that's the sampling.
At least seven different opioids called nitazenes are quickly spreading across the country, mixed with other substances and flooding communities already at risk for overdose deaths.
We probably routinely see a new drug once a month to every other month.
At the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation, forensics experts are sounding the alarm after tracking an increase in nitazenes like ISO, which can be 10 to 200 times more potent than fentanyl.
Anything that you could see fentanyl being abused in, it's likely that they could also contain a nitazene compound as well. But going in, you don't know the safety concern that they present.
Ohio reporting 143 nitazene cases in just the first 3 months this year.
This is a spike, something new. Frankly, something kind of worrisome.
That massive increase prompting a warning from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost about what he calls Frankenstein opioids, nitazenes, and other drugs coming from China and Mexico.
These things that are produced on the black market, and they're really, in a lot of ways, chemistry experiments.
Taking aim at the issue, Ohio outlawed nitazenes in April, and the DEA classified them as Schedule 1 drugs back in December. Still, experts warn those efforts may not be enough to keep nitazenes off the street.
Because that's what dealers are looking for, drugs that are very, very potent, and at the same time are going to be harder to identify.
Now, after the worst year on record for deadly overdoses driven in part by synthetic drugs, the threat is only growing as officials try to gain the upper hand. And while it's not yet clear how many people nitazenes have impacted or killed, the Ohio Attorney General's office warns these drugs have a high potential for addiction and accidental overdose. In Cleveland, Stephen Gowen, Fox News.
See, that's a real epidemic, opioids. And it's, you know, it's bad enough to had to name it Frankenstein opioids after John Kerry. That's unfair. But seriously, this is a serious, serious, massive problem. Not one that's concocted. See, this is how they work. You haven't figured these criminals out yet. And your government, your so-called government, although it's probably stopped being your government a long time ago. If something is legitimate, they ignore it because they have to make room for the things they concoct and the schemes they concoct, so they can make money on, like the Senate voting for another 40 billion with a B, $40 billion going to Ukraine. For what? How much of that even gets to Ukraine? There's no oversight. There's no oversight. They spent trillions with a T, trillions, on PPP loans. We'll get to that. We'll get to that next. Or maybe I'll just play the video. Yeah, I'll play the video. Let me set it up. When PPP loans were coming out, this is a construct of Trump and the midget Munchkin, the Treasury Secretary. At that exact time, the loans are coming out. I had conversations with my folks at Citigroup and other places, banking contacts all over the place. So I worked at Citigroup for a long time. And I said, what are the controls on this? He said, oh, there's no controls. We're just supposed to approve everybody. I said, what? What do you mean there's no controls? They said, yeah, it's crazy. Like, anyone could apply here, and we're going to give them the money. the due diligence was just taken off the board. I said, this is wild. This is... And so the folks at the city said, it's not our money. So... Whatever, right? If this was our money, these people, a process of speaking to these guys while this was going on, this was our money, more than half of these folks wouldn't even get it. They wouldn't meet the criteria for underwriting a number of different things. Some of these folks don't even really have legitimate businesses, but, you know, Treasury and the Small Business Administration says, stroke these checks to these people, use up the money, and so that's what they did. The banks didn't care. Why would the banks care? They get a piece of everything. They get a piece. Their money's guaranteed. And so I said publicly before the first dollar went out, I said, and I had the podcast at the time, this is a bad idea. This is going to be rife with fraud. And I was attacked by a couple idiots in the media, so-called idiots in the media. They're morons. And they're like, how do you know? What do you know about banking? And it's just like, you know, it's like trying to debate a scarecrow. It's like going out into a fucking cornfield and trying to debate a scarecrow. So why even bother? What do I know about banking? Not everything, but I can guarantee more than you know. If you have ever had billions of dollars come across your desk on a regular basis, maybe you understand something about banking. Whereas if there's a fuck up, you end up in jail.